Wake up, open sleepy eyes, stretch out, make up the bed, now dress up, walk out the front door, turn on the radio talk show.
I had a Toto toilet that I swear to God would flush an 8-foot 2x4.
Bill, come on now. It's the morning, and people got the cornflakes out right now.
No. I'm using that line, Bill.
I am using that line.
Right.
I am using that line. I had a toilet. Lindsay, mark that one. We're using that line. I had a toilet that would flush an 8-foot 2x4.
Oh, this is a brand new day.
720 WGN. It is House Smarts Radio. High atop Chicago Skyline Studio. Daniel in for Lou Manfredini today on a day in October that is still... It's still pretty warm, right? But we start, you know, we got to start planning for the fall, planning for the weather, planning for everything. And so throughout the course of the program, 312-981-7200, we'll have an opportunity for you to share your thoughts, your questions about things you want to fix, maybe situations you want to address. And we've got our experts in studio. We've got Rich Dykstra. He is a HVAC expert and a Carrier Hall of Fame member.
Yes, I am.
We got Matt Garrett, his Ace Handyman Services for DuPage.
Good morning.
Kim Porter, Ace Handyman Services for Shorewood.
Good morning.
Doug Flater from Flater Plumbing and Heating.
Good morning.
And the one and only Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Guys, welcome to really what is your show, right? This is the time for you to shine. You are the sort of the brain trust of good advice for the listeners.
Let's go.
All right, so I wanted to mention before we got on, before we got on the air, we were talking about some of the things that are going on. You think of, I'm sure you guys are always paying attention to the news and things that happen out there, and think of, geez, what would I do in that situation, or what would homeowners do if they were calling? And for us here, maybe it's like a heat wave or a cold snap, and then that's sort of the mobilized time, right? And you look at those hurricanes, and I think Kim was talking before we went on the air, like two times in the space of like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's almost. I mean, it's got to be
insurmountable.
Yeah. I mean, because you look at some of these situations, it's just floods and matchsticks, and I don't even know where you start.
It's hard. It's, God, how could you even make it through that? Prayers to all those people.
Yeah.
You guys in the industry, I'm sure you talk with contemporaries around the country. I'm sure there's trade shows or conventions where you guys get together and share some different stories. Do you feel for sort of your colleagues and counterparts in those areas, and just kind of like, I don't even know how you begin, right?
You got to begin somewhere, but it's tough.
Yeah, you can't do anything with water. Once water hits things, that's it.
Well, you see those commercials, like, it never even happened. It sounds pretty amazing. I don't know if that's kind of a fantasy or whatever, but it is times like this, and I know a lot of listeners, and I've talked with, you know, family and friends, where you sort of appreciate the fact that we live here. We get a bad rap on the weather situation, it's cold. I don't want to like let the cat out of the bag. The weather hasn't been that bad like the last 10 years ago, you know, so we're kind of keeping that a secret. We want to keep
really
our,
lucky right now.
Our cold weather street cred, right? You know, and our wintertime stuff, but we don't have hurricanes or earthquakes or floods, not really very many tornadoes or poisonous snakes or alligators. Yeah, so as much as we bag on our weather and people are like, oh, you're from Chicago. Oh, it's nice in the summer, but the weather. I'm like, well, I'll take it, you know, when you look at what's happening.
I don't know. I like those special January mornings when it's bright blue skies and bright sunniness, and there's this reflection off the snow, and it's minus 20.
There you go.
I love being in Chicago.
So, I mean, but that's interesting, right? So the average listener, and I know I've been that same guy where you know, the screen door just slams because the thing doesn't work, and you're like, oh, no, it's got to be like 10 below zero. We look at that with dread and then all the things that go along with it. Do you guys look at that as like, you know, it's like my uncle who was a plumber. He's, you know, he's like, smells like money. That's what he says.
Yeah.
We think that. We do.
Yeah. Well, as far as this time of year, you know, for the summertime, people are doing and things are sort of seasonal when it comes to the home improvement side. And this is that time where you're seeing a bunch of commercials, whether it's the, you know, the clean the gutter thing or kind of prepare your house for winter. You want to maybe kind of go through, explain, and kind of share a little bit of who you are, but then also like this time of year and what it means.
Yeah. Well, I'm Rich Dykstra, a Carrier Hall of Fame dealer. I did own Dykstra Home Services up until 2 years ago. We were in business for 96 years. And what we've seen every year is that when it's as soon as we get a cold snap, there's a million new heating guys that come out and want to clean your furnace for $49.99 or whatever it is. Never, ever, excuse me, take one man's opinion. Always get a second opinion on any work you have done. That's about the best advice I can give right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're going to be giving a lot more over the next 4 hours. Yeah. Mike, your thoughts on this time of year?
Well, this time of year, I always say to my wife, close the windows and use the latches because people keep the windows open all summer and they don't use the latches. And now that window sits there with the heat on the outside and the cold on the inside. So keep it latched. And if you've got the nice Pellas and the nice Andersons, make sure they're locked down for the comfort that'll give you with your heating and your heating during the winter, but it also keeps the window true. So get your windows locked down.
Okay. Kim, your thoughts?
Yeah. So like Matt was talking about, that's important. We get a lot of people who say, I get drafts through my windows. So, you know, they call us, our handyman, Ace Handyman, to do things like weather stripping, window caulking, just things to really prepare your home for the winter. So, you know, we're able to help them with that.
And you guys both are with Ace Handyman Services. If for the listeners that may not be familiar, I'm sure they're familiar with their Ace Hardware store. It's been there forever. They go there for everything they need. But the Handyman Services, what is it?
Yeah, we're very proud to be able to go to market with that brand on our trucks and on our shirts. So we are part of Ace Hardware Corporation. We are franchise owners, just like many of the stores. And this is a relatively new concept for Ace. They launched this in 2020. I opened up in 2021 in the spring. Kim, when did you open?
Yeah, so my franchise has been open since November of 2022, and being part of the Ace Hardware family definitely gives us a lot of credibility with homeowners, because Ace is a 100-year-old brand. It's very trusted. People, you say Ace Hardware, people think of that place that's been around, been in their neighborhood forever. So we're just an extension of that. So it's really great to be able to, and it's an honor to wear that Ace brand.
Oh yeah, it's an iconic brand in that world. Doug, of course, not 100 years old, probably. You don't look it if you are, right?
But, I'm not.
But your thoughts later, still trusted, yeah. Right?
Doug Flater Plumbing, fourth generation family plumber. We've been on the North Shore since 1918. This time of the year right now, we always say, right around, like Rich was saying, get your furnace checked, get your boiler checked. But, if there's issues, obviously get a second opinion. Pull your hoses in from the outside. Shut off your outside silcox if it's an older home. Prevent freezing. Things like that, get it ready.
We're going to talk about that. And of course, 312-981-7200. You can text in, you can call in with your questions, your thoughts for our all-star team. And Mike, your thought, Lindholm Roofing, iconic brand, certainly here with the station and here in the area. Your thoughts on this time of year?
Well, this time of year is a great time of year to take a look at your house, take a look at, like you said, the windows, the siding, the gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean, because those are important when the snow that does fall melts and the water has to go somewhere. Take a look at your roof. If it's old, consider having it serviced. Serviced meaning either replaced or, walk the roof and caulk seal the open seams, flashings, exposed nail heads, and such. It's important.
We're going to talk about some of the things that you can do, that you should do, things to look out for, and, of course, your individual situations as well. 312-981-7200. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by PermaSeal. We're going to take a break and come back right after this. Keep it here, 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I remember when rock
was young. 720 WGN, it is House Smarts Radio. It's Dane here with you, in for Lou until 10, along with our all-star team that is in studio with us. And we're going to, Richard mentioned it during the last segment, and even before we even got on the air, that this is the time of year when whether it's the weather changing or people getting an idea that something's got to change, that some of these snakes come out of the woodwork. And I'm, you know, naive to the whole thing and also a big wildlife fan. And so I'm like, wow, snakes, because I know that I think my kids found a snake during a cross-country meet. So I was really thinking snakes, but Rich wasn't thinking snakes, right? And so you got to watch out for that because, unfortunately, they're out there.
They are. And like I said, this time of year, and when people turn on their furnaces for the first time, it always smells like something's burning. And all it is the dust on the heat exchanger, but they call an unscrupulous guy out, oh, my goodness, your furnace is shot. You need a new one. You know, and they'll come out and try and overcharge for it, number one. But that's why I always say get a second opinion. It's so important.
I understand that there's sort of a monetary enticement for some of these people to do it, but I just can't. It's and here it is too, and I do all the motorsports stuff here for WGN with the Indy 500 and all that, and so I'm relatively familiar with cars. And in the auto industry, it's not a dissimilar thing where you can go to one person, they'll say it's $50 and here's what you got to do, and you have one person says it's $5,000, yeah. Right? And it's unfortunate that that's the way that it works. For you, Matt, is that a thing where I think that's one of the things that probably Ace brings to the table, right? It's you've got exactly. This respected brand that can stand behind it. It's not like chucking a truck or whatever shows up.
The word handyman is a little bit of a dirty word, and especially if you're an insurance agent, they don't know to trust handymen or not. But yeah, that's one of the things that Ace brings to this particular niche of the home improvement market is. We're helpful. We try to be helpful, just like our brand has always tried to be helpful. So when we come to your home, your everything that you've come to expect from the Ace Hardware brand, you can expect from us. And we're going to send people who are our employees, who are background checked and vetted, properly insured and properly compensated. And then, you know, everybody has a guy in town, and the guy in town is great. But if you don't have a guy in town and you want to have a better level of comfort about who's coming to your home, give Kim or I a call.
Wanted to just get your thoughts before we start going to the calls, 312-981-7200. Again, people, you know, whatever your situation, doesn't have to be specific. The things we've talked about so far will cover the full gamut. But, you know, the internet is a vast resource of information, good, bad, right, wrong. For YouTube, I've found, you know, I don't know if you guys see it as, it probably leads people to come to you guys, but a more informed person that at least has an idea of what not to do or whatever. But, you know, there's people on there that'll almost, hey, I want to change the headlight on a 2017 Chrysler Pacifica. There is a guy that's just like, hey, it's Larry. So you want to change the headlight? I'm like, who's paying this? Why is he doing, I mean, thank you, Larry. But why is he doing this? In the home improvement world, is it the same? So, like, you know, Mike, are there a bunch of people out there that, for whatever reason, are taking it upon themselves to dispense advice?
Oh, of course. I mean, it's rampant in every industry, Rich. You know, your guys that come out, you know, they're going to look at a HVAC system. They're going to determine whether or not it needs to be replaced or repaired, serviced.
Correct.
How long does a typical HVAC system last?
If it's taken care of, it'll last 25, 30 years,
same
if it's taken care of.
Same thing with a roof. A roof exposed to the exterior elements will last 20, 25, sometimes 30 years.
Average life, though, because people don't take care of it, about 15 years.
Oh, well,
15
yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
So
these are the kind of things as far as your heating and air conditioning, just that everybody has to deal with, everybody has to address. Some things come out of the woodwork and are surprises, pleasant, unpleasant, like asbestos. And we've got Al on the line. He is from Chicago. Al, welcome to House Smarts.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. I went through a bunch of projects in my house, copper piping and a bunch of other things, fencing. And my last project, I have a house that was built in 1965. It's a brick ranch. The basement has 9x9 tiles. There were found, I had it tested, there is asbestos. So I called a company to see how much it would cost just to remove them. I got an estimate of $10,000. So I don't want to go there, but I heard that there is a process where you can put like perfect, you know, call a company that you can put like something like perfect primer. It's a product that kind of seals the asbestos. And then you can put vinyl, vinyl flooring or something like that. Some of the tiles are missing, so the floor would have to be leveled before they do that. And I was kind of wondering what you're thinking on that.
You can easily put another floor over an asbestos tile. Obviously, you're going to have to make sure it's perfectly level. You're going to have to find some sort of way to install a vapor barrier, whether it be that liquid application that I think you mentioned, or even like a, what would it be, like a, like for lack of better words, like a Tyvek or something that just, you don't want moisture to come up through the concrete, because then that would potentially buckle or make uneven any kind of vinyl laminate or even wood floor that you put over the asbestos. But you can go over asbestos.
One of the things I had a question about that is just kind of the levels of danger or need to address on the asbestos side. So you mentioned like a tile where it's like a hard tile, probably less, or, as opposed to, let's say, the insulation or something that. So is there like DEFCON 5, you've got to do something if it's one style of asbestos over another?
Well, the hazard when you're working with asbestos is not the material that's there. It's disturbing that material and putting particulate in the air. That's when you're running into the problem. So it's been in that home for a long, long time. It's not causing any immediate hazard, but if you start disturbing that material, that's when it needs to be abated, and then once it's abated, it needs to be disposed of properly, and that's why those costs are so high. So if it can remain undisturbed, then it can be tiled over.
And Al, the little notes we've got here, it says, can they cover it? Was that just, can they talk about it, or is that something that might be covered by homeowner insurance? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I don't know. I have pretty good homeowner's insurance, but I don't think it covers it. But I was wondering if you guys could tell me, is it better to cover it with a liquid product? Some floor companies are saying where we can put this foam over it, and then we can put the flooring on top. I'm wondering which way would be better to go for the long run.
Okay. All right, thanks, Al. Any thoughts, guys, on that? As far as I know, Mike, you'd mentioned sort of a Tyvek kind of option, or just find a way to cover it in some way, and that'll, I guess, take care of the $10,000.
I'd ask, if you're paying someone to install a floor, I'd ask them what the best underlayment product would be for you to use. What if they were installing that floor over just regular old concrete? What would they put down as a vapor barrier? Would they paint a liquid coating, or would they install some sort of a vapor barrier like Tyvek? Right. Similar to, but not exactly.
Yeah, so a little bit of input there, some questions that you can go back with. Thanks, Al. Appreciate you listening. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back on House Smarts Radio with our All-Stars. Keep it here, 720 WGN.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
720 WGN, it is Dane here with you in for Lou. House Smarts Radio until 10 a.m. with, of course, myself and our all-star team. We've got Rich Dykstra. He's an HVAC expert, a Carrier Hall of Famer. So do they have like a, do you have like a gold jacket or something that you wear around the house, and or do you have a trophy?
I have a ring.
He's a Super Bowl
nice.
Ring.
That's awesome.
It puts a Super Bowl ring to shame. See, look at that thing.
That's when you know. So, okay, so that's it. That's the gold standard. I mean, not that you guys are all Hall of Famers in your own industry. We have Matt Garrett with the Ace Handyman Services for DuPage, Kim Porter, Ace Handyman Services Shorewood, Doug Flater, Flater Plumbing and Heating, and Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. And guys, you know, we heard from Al talking a little bit about some of the headaches that he's got on the asbestos side, and it's something that a lot of people for many years have been dealing with, because, you know, sometimes you don't even find out about it till decades later, right? You're doing an improvement, you buy a new property, and then you get hit with, oh gosh, you've got this sort of time bomb that is asbestos. And so, you know, your thoughts on some of that, you know, as far as the companies that do it. Yeah, I know you guys were talking about some of that situation. How do you see it? Do you see it as home improvement guys? It's an opportunity, right? But as far as some of these products, will they be able to use them? And then if it's not exactly what it's intended, it may serve the purpose, but does that put that company that made it into sort of an awkward position?
What do you mean by that?
So let's say you said, okay, we use the Tyvek idea, right? So let's say you put that over and it serves the purpose. It stops, you know, whatever. But the Tyvek guy might say, hey, well, we're not, that product wasn't designed for asbestos mitigation and whatever sort of liabilities might go along with that. And so as a homeowner, you might say, okay, that's good for me. But as we were talking, you know, let's say you're going to sell it. As a homeowner, it's fine for you, but are you now that you know about it, are you compelled to like share that or can
disclosure,
you
right?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, that's a tough one. If you've encapsulated it, I don't know what the legal, maybe a real estate agent is out there now or a home inspector is out there right now that would call in and let us know. But if you do a good job and you use a proper product to encapsulate that asbestos under the floor that you're installing, is it safe? Is it something that you need to disclose?
312-981-7200. And I think too, Mike, if you can share the sort of the inspiration for, like, if you can explain the process behind it and the thought process of why you felt this solved the problem, then it's not like you're trying to, you know, cover it up and hide it, right? As long as you, maybe if you disclose, here's how we dealt with it. You could do something different, but that's what it is.
If a contractor uses a product that is specifically designed to perform what it's there to do, then it should be legit.
Yep. And guys, and girls, of course, Kim, too. When people find it, and you guys had mentioned a few of the different ways, this, Al had a flooring, so it was an asbestos tile, but sometimes you'll see it in the insulation side and on the heating, air conditioning, maybe, you know, where the, whether it's the water heater, right, or the furnace or something is covered in it, right?
Right. David Hackberg would say sell the house.
it isn't a terrible idea. So your thoughts on whether some of the other things that people run into, asbestos is one that comes to mind. It's in that sort of team photo of things that people deal with. We've all had, you know, whether relatives or friends, like, oh gosh, and it's this thing. So who can do it? Is it the kind of thing when we talked about the internet and YouTube, can you watch a YouTube video do it? Or do you have to be licensed and trained in order to do it effectively? Because I guess dealing with it, once you release it, that's the problem.
Licensed and trained, hazardous material, handler, hauler, disposal is very important. There's certain specific ways that you need to dispose. You can get in a lot of trouble if you don't do it right.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
And is it because it's so literally dangerous, or is it just liability that's built into it?
The crazy thing about it is once everything's all bagged up and you're going to dispose of it, it goes to the landfill.
But isn't it a specific landfill, or does it have to be specifically secured or sealed?
I think that bag, when they put them in bags, they got to be like duck-billed over, right, Tape shut. And I think they have to go into a dumpster, hazardous waste dumpster, with a blanket or, you know, within another bag. And then I think it goes to any landfill, as far as I know, but in a certain section.
In the roofing industry, it's rare, but we do come across asbestos tiles on occasion. And we can't go over them with a roof, because a roof does not airtight seal the asbestos. And if you start nailing nails through the asbestos, you're going to get the particulates, if you will, if that's the right word, up in the air. And then your guys are out there breathing them. You have to hire a hazardous waste hauler, handler, and they go out there and they know what they're doing. They go into in their zoot suits or whatever you call them, and they spray while they're doing it so that the particulates do not float, and they know what they're doing and they do it right, and it's expensive.
Yeah, $10,000. We don't know how big of a space it was, if it was a basketball court or something, but it seemed like it was pretty pricey. This time of year, you mentioned you got to watch out who is you know, either estimating. You got to get a number of different estimates on it. But guys on the heating and air conditioning, is it just when, hey, it's cold, the furnace is supposed to turn on, and it doesn't, and then people sort of panic? Is that really the process?
And see, that's where maintenance comes into play. Okay, that prevents those Saturday night or Sunday night calls where they have to come out on an emergency call. And usually if it's an emergency call, then it's all bets are off because you have no heat. They can give you heat. You want heat or you don't want heat?
Yeah, it's up to you.
They've got you.
It's a beautiful day in Chicago today, but everybody turn your furnace on and see if it's working. Don't wait until it's 30 degrees.
And change your filters.
Yeah.
See, that's great advice.
Oh, that's important, the filters.
Yeah. We get more service calls off of 30 filters than I think anything else.
And you got to share with them, hey, you got to change your filter? Yep. Or do you say, let's replace the entire furnace?
Well,
right?
that's where reputable and non-reputable come into play.
Especially if you're paying a lot of money for those allergenic, the filters that were
depleted.
They need to be changed frequently at $25 or $30 a pop. So the furnace filter, you need the air moving through the system or the system won't work.
It's so important that you guys share that, to be proactive, to understand that it isn't like if it's going to break, it's just when things only work till they don't, right? And if you can test it on a nice day and know that it works, because you got to think, you don't live in a vacuum. And if it's cold, or if it's pouring rain, and whatever the situation is, there's thousands of people that are in the same situation that you are. And then that, of course, dynamic pricing changes the ability for you guys to help.
Yeah, the first cold day and the first hot day in Chicago is always on a Sunday. So,
or a holiday.
Yeah. Appliances don't take days off or vacations.
Yeah. So be proactive. Know this is going to happen. Use the advice that you got. 312-981-7200. We've got Sandra on the line. And I know that, Mike from Lindholm Roof, you have the state-of-the-art products. I don't know if you have a self-repairable roof, because that would be pretty neat. Sandra, welcome to House Smarts.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
It says here you got a roof leak, but you're wondering if it will repair itself. That would be great.
Well, not repair itself, if it's something like that we could repair ourselves, if it's the flashing from the chimney, not me, but I would have perhaps someone, like my brother-in-law come over. It's at my dad's house, actually. So he's 89, and I was over there the other day, and I noticed some water stains on his ceiling that I never noticed before. And then there was about a week ago, it was actually raining. It was during like a rainstorm, and I noticed the floor was wet, but it wasn't a constant drip. It was just a little splattered, and which made me look up, and I don't know. They have a beam in his house, like he has a beam in his house, and I don't know if that beam is absorbing most of the water, but it was the first time I noticed it, but like, where did this come from? So,
hi, Sandra. This is Mike with Lindholm.
Hello.
It's much better to have a professional come out and take a look. If your brother-in-law is not afraid of heights, if he has a ladder, if your roof is not so steep that birds don't even land on it, have a professional come out and look. It might just be a simple matter of caulking or securing a flashing or missing a cracked shingle. It could be a tree branch that speared the roof. Could be a number of different things. So you get up there, you don't know what you're looking at or for. You're just going up to take a look. Have a professional come out. Have a professional take a look, both on the inside and outside, and get an estimate. And if the estimate's, $400, it might be better to go with that. If the estimate's $40,000, get yourself a couple of different opinions. Right, Rich?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Sandra.
Sandra, would you like to leave your name and number, and we'll give you a call later?
Oh, okay, sure. Thanks. That's no problem.
Yeah, talk to Colin and get that to him. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more with House Smarts Radio. So keep it here, 720 WGN.
House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world.
720 WGN House Smarts Radio. It is Dane here with you in for Lou until 10 with our all-star house and home improvement experts. And guys, we had Sandra calling in, and she said that, there's a leaky situation going on with which she assumes the roof, right? Everything's going to come through there. And then if she should be able to try to do it, there's a beam, it's kind of high. And of course, Mike, you suggested have a professional come and check it out, because even if you can get at it and see sort of where it's coming from, you might not know what's causing it or what to do about it. But I think one of the things that is important, you guys can all share a little bit about this, is one of the benefits you get from having a professional be involved with that process is that it's safe. Not only do they know what to do, right, and you can solve your problem, but you're not going to get hurt. You know, on the roofing side, I'm sure, Mike, you've heard of, I don't want to say a million horror stories, but lots of, you know, people getting hurt, hurting themselves.
Cleaning their own gutters, falling 6, 7, 8 feet. You know, they're worse for wear after that.
And even worse sometimes. I've heard people, you know, people dying right doing that. And
so I didn't want to go there.
Well, I mean, it happens. And so, I mean, and that's not, we're not trying to scare you into like, call Mike or you're going to die.
You know right? what? All estimates are free. You know, we come bonded, licensed, insured, and I'm sure all you guys do. Come bonded, licensed, insured. You don't want, for lack of better words, Chuck in a truck. The infamous Chuck in a truck.
Dan in the van.
Chuck in the truck.
I mean, nothing against guys named Chuck out there. If you have a truck, more power to you.
There's some risk going up on a roof. Even in our handyman business, we are very hesitant to go up on a roof. It's just, you know.
You have to know what you're doing.
And if you're not doing it every day, the accident is going to happen when you're setting up that ladder.
Well, and
I'm gonna knock on wood.
Yeah,
and I've been up on thousands of them.
It's not worth it if you're not comfortable up there. And so we will even refer people to Lindholm and avoid getting on that roof.
Yeah, Matt makes a great point. So with us, for our handyman side of things, if somebody calls us and it's something that's we don't feel comfortable with, we aren't the right fit for them, or our craftsmen don't feel comfortable doing, we are very happy to still be helpful and refer them out to one of our trusted partners, somebody we're not sending them out to try and find somebody on their own, but somebody that we've vetted, that we've worked with, we've referred other customers to, that we know that are reputable, and that's a benefit to our customers.
And Kim, that's priceless, right? Just to have somebody that's going to stand behind the somebody that they suggest, because I think for a lot of people, that's the hardest part, is knowing who to trust and where to go and all that. We'll get into some of the dangers on the HVAC side too. I know there's electricity involved with it as well, but we've got Barbara from Crystal Lake. So Barbara wants to know, and this is very important, you want to get multiple opinions, like how do you choose the right one? Because a lot of people might think, you know, go with the least expensive, right? But there's other things to consider. Barbara, welcome to House Smarts.
Hello.
Hey, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. My situation is that I've been in this house for a month and a half now, and it's a large house. It's a 1.5-story house with a 2,400-square-foot first floor and a 1,000-square-foot second floor with 2 bedrooms and a bathroom and a loft. And we knew that heating that second floor is always going to be more difficult because bedroom is over the garage. But now that we've had HVAC people come in to see if we could zone it, we're getting opinions all over the place from saying all the ductwork is undersized, the furnace is undersized. One person says put in a mini split. This person says zone it. This person says you can't zone it. And we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars people are quoted. We don't know who's got the right answer and who to trust. You can read reviews online, but you just don't know.
Okay. Mitsubishi makes the contractor that's talking to you about the ductless splits, that's the one you want to zero in on. Because with the Mitsubishi, you can isolate each room, you can heat and cool each room individually. It gives you complete control over your comfort, and it's something that you definitely want to look at because it's a
okay. And only one has said that. The person yesterday said he absolutely would not use those because in this area there is going to be days that it doesn't work, a.k.a. when you're below zero and when it's super-duper hot. And that's the time when I would have people visiting my house and needing to be in those rooms.
Right. That's not a true statement. That's not a true statement anymore. Years ago, it was true. They would only heat down to maybe, you'd get 100% performance at maybe 30 degrees. Now, with the Mitsubishi, with the current refrigerant, they will heat 100% down to 5 degrees. New refrigerant is coming into play, 454B, and when that comes into play, it's going to be even, they'll go even lower. But we haven't seen any For all the units that we installed, we have not had one complaint about it not being able to keep up with the extreme temperatures both ways, heating and air conditioning.
Okay, and everything that I've been also been reading is that there's issues keeping them clean with maintenance because they don't have filters like a regular furnace has. I think they're talking about the outside unit is what I was looking at.
Yeah, well, the inside unit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and I'd say, what about snow building up around them? Because they would be on the north side of my house.
Doesn't matter. It won't affect them at all. If it's a heat pump, okay. It goes up on a stand. It's only about 6 inches high. And we, have not had an issue with that at all. So it's something that you might want to take a serious look at. And if you'd like, I can have someone give you a call. You know, Mitsubishi will set you up with a diamond dealer in your area. That will come out and he'll give you the straight scoop. The units do have filters in them. Every inside cassette has a filter. It's washable. You don't have to go and try and find one that'll fit. And the outside unit doesn't have a filter, but there isn't an air conditioner made that has a filter on the outside unit. So,
hey Barbara, did you want to give your information to Colin, our producer, and then he'll have Rich will give you a call back and help you kind of navigate through that if you'd like.
Sure, that'll be fine.
All right. So is that it, guys, where there's new things that come out? And certainly anybody who's whatever business they have, they're going to sell the product that they have, right? And they've got to sort of dispel, okay, well, why wouldn't you? Well, he doesn't have that maybe, and so he's going to say, this one's no good. But
right. How
do you keep track if you're the homeowner on, like, what are some of those advancements? You know, Mitsubishi Electric is doing a ton of great things that they're always moving, right?
Right, always.
Before you say something bad about another product, or another man, or another company, you better know that you're correct.
Exactly right.
You better know that that you know that something's not right about it if you've got the good stuff and they don't.
Yeah, and there's always going to be something, right, that could be the benefit to whatever product you're selling. Maybe it's less expensive, right? And maybe that's the problem, or maybe it's more complicated or fits with their situation. So, but yeah, there's a lot of choices out there, and how to make that choice is always going to be kind of difficult. And as we're going to talk about it when we come back, just some of the ways that some of the experts stay up to speed with things too, so that they can give information about some of these products that maybe they don't work directly with. We're going to take a break here. It's House Smarts on 720 WGN.
Wake up, open sleepy eyes, stretch out, make up the bed, dress up, walk out the front door, turn on the radio talk show.
How do you say good morning in Slovak?
Dobré ráno.
How do you say have a great day?
Oh, dobrý den.
How do you say
flush the toilet? I don't know.
This is a brand new day.
720 WGN. It is House Smarts Radio. Dane here with you until 10 a.m. And in studio are all stars. We got Rich Dykstra. He is a Carrier Hall of Famer. Matt Garrett with Ace Handyman Services at DuPage. Kim Porter, Ace Handyman Services, Shorewood. Doug Flater from Flater Plumbing and Heating. And Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Guys, welcome back to the next hour of House Smarts. And we're going to get right to an issue there that may not use all of your collective expertise, but maybe Google, right? So we've got Diane on the phone. Diane, welcome to House Smarts.
Hi. We had some landscaping done, and their equipment left black tire marks on our concrete driveway. How can we remove that?
Well, Diane, this is Mike with Lindholm. It's kind of fun answering all these questions since I'm a roofer and I know some things. So here we go. You can use a brake parts cleaner. You can use Simple Orange or any kind of a concrete degreaser. It depends on how deep or dark the tire marks are. Let the product that you choose sit for a little while, and then use a stiff bristle broom to kind of agitate it, if you will, and then a hose with a nice, good, strong stream, or if by chance you have a pressure washer, you know, adjust the pressure from low up to high until you find what would be a sweet spot where you're going to clean the driveway and not leave streaks and or you know, certainly not damage the driveway by throwing like 3,000 pounds of pressure on it.
Diane, is
okay,
that
so? The first thing you had mentioned was brake
parts cleaner. Did you say earlier that there's a
non-flammable version of it?
Non-flammable version, but you know, simple orange or again, any kind of a concrete degreaser. But then you have to let it sit, let it do its job, and then use a stiff bristle broom to agitate it, if you will, or loosen up the black rubber that's embedded in the concrete, and then a pressure washer or a hose with a nice steady stream.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Diane. So that was a pretty comprehensive answer. So a lot of choices there, some products there, some, you know, power washing and sweet spots and all that stuff. Guys, is there any thoughts? You know, you don't have to be experts in the landscaping world, but could you call them and say, like Doug, where you could call those people and say, like, hey, there's some black. Can you come and get those off? Because they probably hear this. I mean, it probably isn't an isolated incident.
In the roofing industry, you know, you got your trucks, and heck, they could leak oil on your driveway or leave tire marks on your cement driveway, and people call us and ask us to come back and clean up after ourselves, and we're pretty much obligated to do that professionally.
Right, right. I mean, sometimes when we do prefab work out in a driveway, you leave solder, you know, you're doing old-fashioned pouring lead joints, lead splatters, you got to pick it up.
Yeah. I mean,
Rich, in the HVAC, you know, they're going to use tin snips to snip some duct work and such. What do they leave those little shards in the grass?
We don't make messes or leave anything behind.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. Well, is that one of the things that and I think that's another sort of testament to like a quality company, right? That they come in, they get the job done, whatever was needed is taken care of, but then they're able to clean up and get out of there, and you don't have sort of negative reminders of the, you know, the fact that they were there.
Yeah, we always tell our craftsmen to leave the home in better shape than what you found it. Treat it like it's your own home. So it's a good reminder to make sure that they're cleaning up after themselves.
And Kim, you mentioned, you know, as you guys come in and then maybe you'll hand it off if it comes. It's sort of like a doctor situation, right? You'll come in and you're like, oh, we need a specialist. We need, you know, the roofing side, or we need the HVAC, or we need something a little more complicated than you guys would handle. So typically for what you guys do with ACE, like what are the things that people would typically call? 312-981-7200 if you have questions. Of course, texts as well. But so Kim, your thoughts, like people, when they call you guys, you know, it isn't something super monumental. Is it more just help with things that they need help with?
Yeah, it's, things like changing out a light fixture. You know, we had somebody who called us just yesterday on Friday and said, my shelving unit in my closet, it's a small shelf, it's a wire shelf, it just fell out of the wall, and I just need somebody to come and hang it back up. You know, we have a lot of people who shouldn't get on ladders or are afraid to get on ladders.
You'll coach them through getting on the ladder?
Yeah. No, we say if you aren't comfortable, please don't do that.
One step at a time.
Yeah. Right, right. You know, hanging up curtain rods. Especially this time of year, we've gotten a lot of calls where they're sliding door sticks. You know, they just need somebody to come out and take a look. Maybe it just needs to change the roller. Maybe the actually wood trim is rotted underneath. So it's being able to just do some of those home maintenance things, right? So Matt was talking earlier about, you know, making sure you latch your windows. And that's something we talk about, too, is preparing your home for the different seasons. So that home maintenance piece is super important because that's what prevents further damage, right?
And I'm sure we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that stuff. But typically, who are the people who, does it really run the gamut? Is it just like a family that needs help with this or that? And obviously you're open to all those. Is it maybe seniors who need help and maybe they don't know how to address the situation?
Yeah, and it's even, you know, people who, you know, we talk about aging in place. That's super important. So I watched my mom go through it after my dad passed away, where she had a very difficult time finding people to come to her home that she trusted, that didn't just want to take her money and then never come back or actually called back. So that's something that you know, we all, I'm sure all of us here pride ourselves on, is calling everybody back, right? So, and sometimes when we call people back, they just thank us for calling them back, which is really kind of sad that that's where the bar is, just to call somebody back. But that's super important. And we watch, you know, I watched my mom struggle. And so, you know, being able to help people age in place, whether it's grab bars, whether it's just hanging up a towel holder, you know, it can be something simple or, you know, something bigger. They want to refresh their bathroom. So they need, they want it painted. They want new flooring. They want light fixtures, you know, so it can run the gamut for us.
And a trusted voice to be able to steer them in the right direction for things if it isn't something that you guys would do yourselves. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to read some of our texts, 312-981-7200. You can text him. We've got a few of those and we'll follow up. Keep it here. House Smart 720 WGN.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
I'll be back in the highlight again.
720 WGN, it is House Smarts Radio. It is Dane in for Lou until 10 with our all-star cast of home improvement and repair experts. And we'll go to our caller quick here, and then, of course, we're going to get to the text 312-981-7200. So definitely get your texts. We've got a few of those here, and we've got Tom on the line. Tom from Franklin Park, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Go ahead, Tom. Thanks for listening.
I live in a house that's on a slab. Moved in probably 6 years ago, and the prior owner put a high-efficiency furnace in the attic, which the intake and the exhaust go through the roof. In the first couple of years, I didn't have the issue, but the last few years, every once in a while, I have, from the exhaust moisture, I have a stalagmite going up to a point where sometimes it gets so close that it would probably shut off my furnace if I don't knock off the ice. So I'm wondering if I can cut off that elbow so the moisture just goes straight up rather than the...
The only problem you'll have is, like in a heavy rain, the rain right. will come down that pipe. I mean, it will drain, but if you get a real heavy rain, you could have an issue. Mm-hmm. What concerns me more is the contractor really shouldn't have put a 90% efficient furnace in your attic. It's
right.
it's an unconditioned space. So,
right.
for example, if you went away on vacation and you were gone a week, you set your mm-hmm. thermostat down. If there's mm-hmm. water in that condensate drain, it's going to freeze, and then
right.
the furnace will not come on.
Right.
How old is the furnace?
It's not very old. It's probably 10 years.
Okay, yeah, it's not that old.
If he did cut that pipe, could he put a rain cap on it?
No, because it'll freeze for sure. Then.
Okay.
It'll freeze for sure.
Yeah.
You can try cutting it off, but like I say, right. rain will come down it. Is it a U bend or just an elbow looking out?
It's just a plastic, you know, PVC pipe going up and then just a 45 elbow going down.
Yeah.
You know.
What about putting a T on it?
You could try a T.
Put a T, the branch of the T.
Yeah, you could put a T, put it on the bull, and it'll come out both sides of the T. You could try that.
That might be. Would there be concerns if I cut the elbow off?
No.
About debris getting down in there?
Oh, yeah. If you just leave it open, stuff will fall down. It's an open hole. So leaves could go down there. Anything could go down there.
It sounds like it sounds like you have an elbow coming up and then pointing out at 90 degrees. Rich, what if he did an elbow, a gooseneck, so that it came down?
I think it would make...
That's actually how it is. It's actually it's not 45. I was wrong. It is pointing down. So that's where it's dripping all in the same spot.
Okay, cut off the part where it goes down,
and just leave a 90.
Just leave a 90. You'd be better off. You'd be better off with that.
Okay. All right. Or a T or whatever.
Or a T. If that doesn't work, then you can put a T. But don't go up on the roof when it's icy.
Safety first.
I actually use a 12-foot piece of siding that's from my house on a ladder and get underneath it and bang on it and then cover my head to make sure the ice doesn't bang me in the head when it comes tumbling down.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, but it works. All right, well, thank you for the ideas and have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, thanks, Tom. 312-981-7200 to go ahead and add to the program, and this hour is sponsored by DuPage Credit Union. And guys, so a caller from the 630 wanted to know. It said, it's, I agree, it's hard to trust people, and when you live in Oak Brook, the price seems to go up, but the dad is on a fixed income, so that's why. And she was wondering about discounts for seniors or veterans. I'm assuming a lot of you guys have at least something to address that, whether it's the veteran side or maybe for senior citizens.
Yeah. We always did a 10% discount.
I'm proud to say this as a veteran. Lindholm Roofing does offer a 10% discount to veterans when they use us. And again, it's a 10% discount. It makes a difference.
It does.
We honor our veterans.
Yeah.
I don't want to put everybody on the spot. Like, if you're like, no.
Yeah, no, for us, now, again, like Matt had said earlier, every franchise owner is different. So somebody may be doing something different that's an ace handyman. For our office specifically, we do, my mom was a high school teacher for over 50 years. So we do a 5% free teacher, veterans, and first responders, and then we do a 10% for seniors.
Okay. I go into Lou's Ace Hardware in Villa Park.
That is a great place.
And I get a 10% discount.
Oh, nice. So this works for everybody. So go ahead and do that. 312-981-7200. You can add your text. We've got another one for the... Now, here's what it says, Kim, and I apologize to this. It says, for the Ace Handyman guys, right? So the people, right? Your good friends there from the 704. What is the approximate cost to install two grab bars in a shower surround, and it is fiberglass? I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer. I'm sure it varies, but what are your thoughts?
Well, we get those sort of tasks all the time. We do all of our work on a time and material basis, so we're there, and we charge you for the time that we are there. Our rate is $130 an hour, and it's $70 service fee each time we come to your home, and we do have a 2-hour minimum. So we would come out and take care of that for you. We would not need the 2 hours to take care of those two items for you. But what we would encourage you to do is put a list together so that all the things that you wish were taken care of in your house can be taken care of by our guys when we're there. So
a honey-do list?
Yeah. Our happiest customers are the people whose spouses don't always respond to their list of things to do around the house.
Oh, come on.
Well, I could see that happening. So let's say it's a 2-hour minimum. You get in there, and let's say because you guys are so efficient, you get it done in like half an hour. What do? Just you hope they have a list of other, like, I don't know, what are you going to go mow the lawn? I don't know what you're going to do. Or do you guys just sit down and watch some television?
No. What I'll encourage that customer to do is call us back, make a list, and make the trip more worthwhile, and so that we can bring value. And the value we bring is. You don't need to call. We can come and take care of the little plumbing item. We can take care of the little drywall problem. We can take care of the little electrical problem, all with the same skilled personnel that we send out there. And, you get that to-do list taken care of. Yeah,
my wife should pay me. When I get home today, I'm coming home to a honey-do list. And it's a long one.
Well, and we also, like Matt said, we tell all of our customers, listen, you know what, have that list, even if it's one additional thing, because guess what, that's something that you weren't planning on getting done, but when our craftsman is in your home and if they can take care of that, again, that's the value, right? We're not just doing the two things you called us for, we're doing two plus whatever else we can get done. So so we always encourage our customers to have that list ready. And if we don't get to it this time, then you know what? Now you've got a list for next time.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to have time for this one. 312-981-7200, it's the 847. But maybe, what are some of the pros and cons of cure-in-place pipelining to prevent root infiltration into the sewer drain? Is that something? Oh, you got some? Okay.
Well, I mean, There's benefits to it. As long as the sewer doesn't have any, we'll call it separation up and down. Down is okay if you have separation, meaning up, which would create a belly in that pipe with that liner. We've seen some failures in liners that haven't cured correctly. So, for sure, get somebody that's, get a quote from somebody that has done it multiple times. It is worth it. It does work. I mean, in theory, you shouldn't ever have to rod your sewer again.
Okay.
It's seamless. It's one nice...
Like a permanent fix?
It's permanent, yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll have, of course, more with House Smarts. Keep it here, 720 WGN.
Keep WGN just a click away. It's John Williams. Set the first button on your digital dashboard for Chicago's very own. Find out how at WGNradio.com.
61 degrees under cloudy skies at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Don Kleppen, and the news is sponsored by PermaSeal. The CTA released its budget for next year. Find out when the next public hearing is for the transit giant, and a tasty tip of the cap next week you'll want to hear about. In sports, Blackhawks fell to the Jets in Winnipeg in overtime last night, 2-1. The Hawks did get a point for the season on the loss, though. Northwestern dominated both sides of the ball, earning a 37-10 victory at Maryland last night. Cats are 3-3 on the year now. Bears will be without defensive backs Jaquan Brisker and Terrell Smith when they face the Jaguars in London tomorrow. Kickoffs at 8:30 a.m. Chicago time. And the L.A. Dodgers head to the NLCS after last night's win over the San Diego Padres. WGN traffic on the interstates. The inbound Kennedy at Belmont, a crash was just cleared from that entrance ramp. Outbound 55 at Arsenal, there's a crash on the right shoulder with heavy delays from Bluff Road. 57 outbound at 111, there's a crash on the left shoulder. And some minor delays on eastbound 80 from Ridge Road to River Road. The Chicago Transit Authority unveiled its $2.1 billion proposed budget for 2025 yesterday. Fare prices stay the same, but the budget does not plan for the impending deficit the year after when federal COVID-19 money runs out. There are several major construction projects outlined, including the ongoing Red and Purple Modernization Phase 1 project, which is revamping Red Line tracks and the stations at Lawrence, Argyle, Berwyn, and Bryn Mawr. A public hearing will be held at 6:30 p.m. November 7th at CTA headquarters. Those taking part in this year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon are still arriving for the Sunday event. Thousands already here for it. This year's runners are coming from some 140 countries to compete in the 26.2-mile run. When they do arrive, they'll have to check in at McCormick Place to pick up their information packets. The event attracts more than 1.5 million people on the streets of Chicago to cheer on the runners. Last year, it generated an estimated $547 million for Chicago's economy. And to celebrate its 60th anniversary, several suburban Rosati's are going back to pricing in 1964. On Tuesday, the company is offering $3.50 large two-topping thin-crust pizzas to celebrate. It's carry-out only and limited to one per customer. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. On the forecast today, increasing clouds as today moves on. Cooler temperatures, too, especially after how warm yesterday was. Breezy and a chance of scattered afternoon showers. Wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. We actually hit our high at midnight last night. Late afternoon temperature highs are 66 degrees. Cooler north, warmer to the south, though. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain. Low 55 overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy. Wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour for Sunday, high 65. The extended outlook shows a big cool down to start the work week. Lows on Monday, Tuesday in the upper 30s, even in the city. Monday has cloudy skies and a chance of showers with highs around 57. Currently, it is 61 at O'Hare, 62 at Midway, 59 in Aurora, and 61 downtown along the lakefront. I'm Don Kleppen, WGN News. Next news when it happens, next scheduled news at 8 o'clock.
Make sure your roof, siding, and gutters are ready to handle the storms you know will blow through the area. Lindholm Roofing is ready. They have appointments available to provide you with a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675, especially if you've noticed any shingle damage, water stains on your ceiling, or simply it's been many years since you've had your roof inspected. Call 773-283-7675 or visit lindholmroofing.com.
This fall, discover Ohio's Hocking Hills, just an easy drive from Chicago. Hike scenic trails, soak in stunning autumn colors, and relax in cozy cabins. Unwind in the famous sauna pods, or soar above the treetops on a zip line. Hocking Hills is your perfect fall getaway. Plan your adventure now at explorehockinghills.com. Hocking Hills, where fall comes alive.
This is David Hochberg with an emergency mortgage alert. After two excruciatingly painful years, mortgage rates are dropping, and your current lender is going to be hounding you to refinance with them. If your current lender is Rocket Mortgage, listen to what they tried pulling on Cara in Romeoville. Last July, Rocket charged Cara over 10 G's in closing costs to refinance, which is disgusting. This July, Rocket Mortgage tried charging her over $9,000 to refinance again. Upon her father's recommendation, Cara contacted me to review their offer, and I exposed their game of offering low rates and charging Cara excessive closing costs. Cara canceled her loan with Rocket Mortgage and will be refinancing with Team Hochberg when it's in her financial best interest. If you want to work with a lender who'll always look out for your financial best interest, call Team Hochberg now, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Tune into Home Sweet Home Chicago, hosted by me Saturdays after House Smarts at 10. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Fall, crisp temperatures, beautiful colors, and the countdown to the holidays is on. You know, it's not too early to plan for the holidays. If your kitchen is part of those plans, now it's time to call Redo Cabinets. Take advantage of two great offers and take your pick. You can get $2,500 off your entire kitchen project or pay no interest for 12 months. That's right, $2,500 off your project or no interest for a year. Best of all, Redo Cabinets can have your kitchen ready for the holidays. But you have to schedule by tomorrow, October 13th. Reface your existing kitchen cabinets with a fresh look without the hassle and stress of a full remodel. These premium cabinet facings are made in the USA and installed by their expert production teams. Call 630-381-5583. Set up free, no obligation consultation. Schedule by tomorrow and they'll have your new kitchen ready for the holidays. Visit RedoCabinets.com or call 630-381-5583. Don't replace, reface with Redo Cabinets.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons.
Oh, this is great. What a great song. 720 WGN, House Smarts Radio. Colin in the booth. He was tapping along with the classic. We are here until 10. We've got our experts in studio with us as well. And guys, 312-981-7200 and girls. We've got some text coming in. And so one of the, from the 847, gutter guards or no? Is this a fad? Is it necessary? Is it good? Should you do it? You got any thoughts?
All right. Well, Lindholm is involved in gutter guard install. And quite frankly, we've probably, I'll go ahead and use the word experimented with 7 or 8 different products since I've been with Lindholm now for 24 years. We finally come to a couple that seem to work pretty well, but it always depends on the application and what kind of trees you have around your home. If you have little teeny pine needles or a little teeny fern leaf tree, I don't know if there's a gutter guard out there that's going to long-term work very well. But if you have a one-story, easy-to-access roof and it costs you $60, $70 a season to clean your gutters, I'd probably stay with that. If it's two stories tall and difficult to walk on and climb, then consider gutter guards. There's good products out there.
So in certain situations, it's a great fit. Some maybe it's not necessary. And what are the typical, obviously, you know, bigger house, more gutters, all that kind of stuff. But is it something that an average homeowner can, is it approachable cost-wise?
It's approachable cost-wise. Certainly putting gutter guards on might be the same expense as cleaning your gutters, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in a row. So, but you hope those gutter guards can last and service you for that long. That's the idea behind a gutter guard. Leaf guard.
From the 708, where can I see a list of the people who are hosting House Smarts today? I'd like to contact the guy who just said they charge $100 something per hour with a 2-hour minimum. I've got a few smaller projects I'd like to talk about. Well, you know, our team here of experts, we've got Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert, Carrier Hall of Famer, and then you've got Matt Garrett from Ace Hardware. The service in DuPage, Kim Porter from Ace Handyman Service in Shorewood. So there, I guess you have different regions. You got Doug Flander from You've got the plumbing and heating, and then Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. I got to read my own writing better. But, guys, so that was you on the handyman side. If you could share that a little bit. I know one of the other texters wanted to know, they heard Kim talking too, just how you get involved, and I guess if there's a website or number to call.
Yeah, so if you go to easthandymanservices.com and you put in your zip code, it'll pull up it'll tell you the closest franchise that will service your zip code. If for some reason there isn't one there, it's not like you just get forgotten. It goes to our corporate office, and then they will determine the closest franchise to your area, and it will get sent. So it's not like if there's nobody that services your zip code right now that you can't be helped. It will go to one of us owners in the Chicagoland area, and it will get to the right person, and somebody will reach out to you.
From the 773, hi. I've been trying to find a drywall repairman for a 5-foot-long crack in my master bathroom ceiling. Been looking for over a year. I'm 71 and live in Chicago Ridge, a southwest suburb near 294. So any thoughts on the drywall? Is that, you guys do that too, huh?
I don't believe that there's anybody in your area. Ace Handyman Services are coming all across America. There's 400 of us now, but I don't know that we have anybody in your area. So I would recommend you, if you're a social networker at all, find somebody local. The Nextdoor app has a lot of local tradespeople who can respond to you there, but unfortunately you're not in a service area for us. But the thing to do is make sure that whatever caused that leak is fixed before you try to fix it.
Hey, Rich, you got a thought on that?
I've got Chicago thing. I've got a guy.
Yeah, and again, if you go to acehandymanservices.com and put in your zip code, it will get farmed out to the closest franchise owner or territory that could be able to help.
See, that's a great one, but you guys are a great resource because in a lot of the trades, you sort of work intertwined with each other in a bunch of different ways. So, Rich, your guy?
I'll get the phone number and I'll call when the show is over.
Okay.
But I just had the experience. He replaced about 150 feet of drywall for me and did a beautiful job taping it, painting it, everything.
So, and think about that, and if you can speak to this, that is a skill. That's like to really do it well. And people think, oh, it's just drywall. How hard could it be? You just stick it up there, and then you just. But to do it really well is a real talent.
Yeah, he did a beautiful job. No hesitation, recommended.
You know, every village, town, or zip code, almost every zip code has an Ace Hardware in it.
Correct.
Go to your local Ace and ask the people behind the counter, is there someone that you would recommend to come over and give me a quote for some drywall or patching or painting? Or go to your local paint supply store. Every town zip code has a Sherwin-Williams or a Pittsburgh paint store in it. Go there and ask for recommendations.
And you mentioned the community, and that is a resource too. You know, they'll know who has worked in their community, done a good job, or who they've gotten complaints about or whatever. And so, and I don't know if there's, you know, a general, you know, call Village Hall kind of thing, but that's usually a great place to go.
Yep. Building department. Yep.
Sometimes they're not allowed to recommend people.
They'll give you three usually.
Okay, good.
So from the 312, I use Lindholm Roofing this spring for a tear-off full replacement in Riverside. Steep roof, hardworking crew, day and a half, great job. So an unsolicited testimonial right there for you, Mike.
Thanks for that shout-out. Appreciate it. Glad we did a good job. Glad we could service you. Thank you.
And so we're going to do this. So New to Lou is coming up, and it is sponsored by Redo Cabinets. Don't replace, reface. And Lou had an opportunity to talk to some great person right here.
Rake it up.
With this week's New to Lou 2, you can clear up almost every imaginable type of garden waste, such as mowed grass, leaves, tree waste, pruning clippings, weeds, and moss. In the blink of an eye, the Rake Assassin removes waste from the lawn, from flower beds, from paths, from gravel, even from garden ponds. With limited bending and a unique, durable design for sifting debris to get that clean landscape you love.
It's 62 inches long, weighs just under 2 pounds, and is super durable. With the Rake Assassin, there is no need to keep switching between a rake and a shovel. You just roll the Rake Assassin in your hand to the position it's needed, and you can dig up vegetables, bulbs, and tubers from the garden. And it's a great solution for gathering fallen fruit or nuts, like you, Lou, or clearing up pine cones, chestnuts, rocks, spreading mulch or compost. Oh, hey, and were you born in a barn, or do you live on one? The Rake Assassin is also ideal for cleaning out the stable and for keeping the pasture clean. Or, hey, maybe you don't live on a farm. It's also great for just cleaning up after Fido. Rake Assassin is actually the little sister to Root Assassin. You can find out more about both at rootassassinshovel.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2. Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
720 WGN, it is Dane here, House Smarts Radio, in for Lou until 10, and this hour is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, and we've got our cavalcade of stars, our all-star team of experts here, and this one is a little bit kind of different, but something that people can approach. We've got Lori. Lori, welcome to House Smarts.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
My question is about reglazing. I have a black Kohler kitchen sink, and it's kind of faded, and I was wondering about reglazing that, and also our bathtub. We had our bathroom remodeled, and the contractor suggested reglazing. We did that, but now the bathtub is peeling again. So is it a matter of just reaching out to somebody, or I have called Kohler and they don't have a product to restore the sheen on the sink. So do you guys have any advice?
Lori, what I would recommend, Doug from Flater Plumbing, I would recommend calling Mira Glaze out of Glenview. She will be able to come out and probably cut and polish that sink, possibly, you know, repaint it or re-dye it. You know, whatever they have to do for that.
Beautiful.
So that's what I would recommend. And I know she is a Kohler warranty rep, you know, for any, you know, manufacturer's defects or things like that. So that's good. And then as far as your tub goes, you said the tub has already been reglazed?
Yes.
Okay. So you might, you know, we have used Chicago Porcelain Refinishing, you know, previously. I would reach out to them and call them and see what they would do about a, you know, reglazing a glazed tub. Chances are they're probably going to have to take all of that out, you know, all of that off, and then reglaze mm-hmm. again. But it may not be as strong as it getting reglazed from just, you know, the first time.
Is it something that you're trying to do yourself?
I would love to try it, but I know I probably wouldn't do a good job. So I'd rather just hire someone.
The professionals should... obviously, prep is the most important thing. Sanding, cleaning, getting the peeling, cleaning it off, and then doing it right with a good product. I don't know a whole lot about that, but there are products out there. Ace Hardware, by chance, carries a Rust-Oleum reglazing kit for tubs and sinks.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But that's the old do-it-yourself thing. You have to be a little handy to delve into something like that yourself.
A lot of handy.
A lot of handy.
I'm actually repainting my guest room right now. And,
well, you're handy.
That's the extent of it, I think. So, but I'll look into the professionals because I want to make sure it's done the right way.
Yeah. So. All right. Okay. Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, 312-981-7200. You can text in, you can call in on the reglazing things. Guys, I'm guessing that the prep work is so important, right? Because if you're going to put something over a surface, you want to make sure that the surface is good. Because we've done a couple of those in the house, and we've had some that were pretty amazing, you know, lasted, I don't know, like 8 years or something like that. And then somewhere, if it's not done right, you know, it just doesn't last as long. And your thoughts too on just how often you use, like, for a sink, if you're going to use it like all the time, maybe it's not a good option, right?
Depending on the sink, you know, if it's an undermount sink that can be changed out, you could pull that sink out from the cabinet and change it. Like if it's a cast iron, porcelain coated cast iron sink that's a drop in, you could yank it and change it, you know. But I mean, an undermount may not be super easy to change, especially if you get a center post in your cabinet. But
did she say it was a black sink?
Black, probably Kohler's black cast iron or just a black cast iron sink. They're tough. I mean, they have a cast iron cleaner, soft scrub.
Again, prep.
Yeah.
Prep. Prep,
yeah.
She's painting her ceiling right now. I hope she prepped it.
Right, exactly. 312-981-7200. And we were talking a little bit before we went to break of some of those kind of snaky, you know, techniques that sales guys would use. And I remember that a couple of years ago we had the derecho, if you remember that, where there was tornadoes and stuff that came through. And they were coming through and asking everybody. And my father-in-law was actually in the path of one of them. His roof was actually fine, but they said, oh, well, we'll repair your roof. So I guess they had some sort of way to do that. And he sent the guy over to me. And I'm like, well, the roof there wasn't really a problem with it. But what he wanted to do was he wanted to be the one interacting with my insurance company. Yeah. And I don't know that didn't sound right to me. It's like, why would I, you know, I get it. He's an expert at what he does, but it just wasn't a fit for me. Plus, I said, we didn't have any damage, but he was like, yeah, but wouldn't you like a new roof? And of course, that isn't a great way to approach things.
It's a scam. I mean, they come knock on your doors. They call on your phone. They leave stuff in your mailbox. They if you're home, they ask if they can go on your roof. Again, we talked about the sign here, give me permission, but read that small print. Don't sign anything. And don't pay for any estimates either. Estimates should be free. Rich?
Yep, absolutely.
100%.
For 100 years, we never charged for an estimate.
Nope.
Free estimates. Free estimates.
Yeah.
You know, don't listen to these guys that say they're going to cover your deductible. What are they doing, Rich?
That's fraud.
That's fraud. That's insurance fraud. If you have a $1,000 deductible on your car, your home, or whatever, that $1,000 is your responsibility.
And even if they come to you unsolicited, like you're not reaching out, probably the get multiple estimates rule still applies. And it's probably, you know, if it's someone that's approaching you with something like that, they're probably not going to be as excited about you getting other input or estimates from other people, right?
When you're spending $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 or more $1,000, get 2-3 estimates. I say that to my customers.
Yep. Yep, and anybody that's reputable would be, you know, open to that, and they know that what it is that they're sharing can stand.
And make sure the estimates are apples to apples.
Yeah. Apples to apples.
You know,
do some Google research if you can. Better Business Bureau. Make sure you're dealing with a company that's been in business for a while, that has a good reputation, and they're solid. Lindholm, I'll toot our horn. We've been in business since 1949, 75 years.
A lot of roofs.
Yep. 96 years, you said,
96
Rich?
Years. Yep.
It's a long time. And you guys, you'll be able to, your Ace Handyman Services will be able to toot their horn soon, too. I know you're new. It's a new concept, but it's fun and it's exciting. And, gosh, would I like to hire an Ace Hardware Handyman Service rather than Chuck in a truck, Dan in a van.
It's someone to hand your list to. Hey, honey, this is for me.
This is for
the Ace folks, right?
My wife would like to hire a honeydew man.
My wife would like to hire a honeydew man.
All right, so good. We're gonna.
And you are one.
We're gonna. Yes, she'll hire you. So we're gonna meet our roster
the
of experts.
Kids' shoes or
the painter's house is the last house painted.
Yeah. When we come back from this break, we're gonna meet our roster of experts. We're gonna get their information, websites, contact stuff. Of course, we'll have it up at WGNradio.com as well. But keep it here. It's House Smart 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smart's Radio right here on 720 WGN.
Little south side of Chicago.
720. WGN, it is House Smart's Radio. Dane here with you in for Lou until 10. And in a minute, we're going to meet our celebrity home improvement experts. We've got a quick call we're going to go to. You can add your thoughts and voice to the program, 2312-981-7200. You can text in, you can call in, and we've got Honey Bee Roofing. Guys, welcome to House Smarts.
Hi, I just wanted to call and thank you guys, especially Lindholm.
For being honest with people, we're a new company out in Rockford, only 2 years old, and we have earned more business by and referrals by telling people, hey, you actually don't need a new roof. Those storm chasers were wrong. And they will then refer us to family and friends because they're like, hey, these guys were honest and they got up on the roof and told us we didn't need a new roof. And then we also keep hearing about that paying the deductible thing. And my husband's like, I don't know how they're doing that. That's wrong. So just wanted to encourage people, like you said, to get the 2 and 3 quotes. It doesn't bother your roofing company. We want you to be satisfied.
Good job, honeybee.
All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the input.
We appreciate it. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. So, Rich, give information. I know you're a Hall of Famer, right? And so, but as far as like how people can get in touch with you, maybe for insight, advice, or how you're helping in the industry today.
Easiest would probably be my phone because you'd probably have a heck of a time with my last name. But you can go to rich.dykstra.llc@gmail.com or call my phone 708-417-7391. And that's my cell. I put it on every piece of paper that went out to any of my customers.
So I mean, isn't that part
of
it?
You can give me a call.
Is to be accessible, right? To be
Absolutely.
Able to communicate, especially in this day and age. People love to have people communicating with them. So, Matt Garrett, so give your information, how people can get a hold of you, website, or specifically your business.
You can reach out to acehandymanservices.com and they will direct you to your local Ace Handyman Services. My particular business is in Wheaton, Illinois, so we are right in downtown Wheaton. Our office number is 630-765-5070. And our direct website is acehandymanservices.com. /offices/DuPage.
And Kim Porter, Ace Handyman Services down in Shorewood. You can give your information.
Yeah, so again, acehandymanservices.com. You put in your zip code. Our office, we service Manuka, Shanahan, all the way up to the south part of Naperville, Aurora, Yorkville, over to Bolingbrook. And you can call our office at 779-341-1234.
And Doug Flater, heating and air conditioning, right?
Flater Plumbing Heating.
Flater Plumbing Heating, okay.
847-491-6980 or flaterplumbing.com.
Flaterplumbing.com. We'll have links to all this up at WGNradio.com. Mike Houston, Lindholm.
Hi. You can get a hold of us at lindholmroofing.com or 1-888-4-ROOFER, R-O-O-F-E-R, 4-ROOFER.
Okay, and we'll have all that up at WGNradio.com. And we're going to 312-981-7200 if you've got questions, if you've got texts. We've got Carolyn on the line, and she has a new roof install. Carolyn, welcome to House Smarts. Colin, can you get her on the... We got her. There we go.
Where's Carolyn?
She is from Bloomingdale.
Okay.
Is there an area that you've noticed where... The roofs are more compromised, or maybe it's...
No, not really. I mean, certainly some hailstorms or weather events, significant weather events, can cause disruptions in specific locales. But
so, Carolyn, give us the 401 on Bloomingdale.
Well, I just had a new roof put on. My neighbor and I, we have a connecting, a wall. It's mutual. We both had the roof put on at the same time. We've got an HOA, and we thought we did it right. The contractor is local. He sends out these coupons every month. He's, bought it insured and so forth. But there's a load level, I guess, decline over an entry, over our entries. And instead of putting shingles all the way down, he put in this gold stuff. It looks like, it was all patched up. And we've tried to talk with him. He won't talk. He doesn't respond to emails. I guess, I don't know. Is there anybody even that will take a small job like that to fix what he didn't do?
You know what, Carolyn? Just like the call previous to this from Honeybee Roofing, I'll give them a plug because... They're doing it right. They're doing the right thing. Lindholm will also come out and take on smaller jobs. Gosh, anywhere from 175 to you know, a large repair that could be 10, 20, 30 grand, depends on the roof. But it sounds like you just have something that needs to be addressed to then meet homeowner or home, what is it, HOA,
right,
bylaws. So right. It's just a matter of knowing the bylaws, coming out, looking at what they did that is not passed the bylaw test, and doing it the right way.
But is there any recourse we have? I mean, we've paid them already, so...
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I would imagine there could be. I would imagine that if you can't get a hold of them, maybe they're not around anymore.
Oh, no, they're here. They're very much here.
Okay.
But they just don't respond, you know, after you've paid them. They don't respond to anything. Emails, phone calls, you know... Nothing.
Tell you what, can you leave your name with the people that answered the phone, and we will get a hold of you as early as Monday and come out and see what we can do for you.
Perfect. I appreciate that so much.
No problem.
What we've seen is if you get on Google and give them a terrible review, people seem to react more to a Google review than they do to the Better Business Bureau or anything else. They don't want to be rated low. But if you can do
that,
or have one of your kids do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm 83 years old.
Have one of your grandkids do it.
Yep, get the grandkids.
Yeah.
And also let your HOA know about it, too, that you haven't had any luck with them, because your HOA then may be able to then flag that particular company, so that way then if they try to get permission to do work in your area again, they'll be notified that they aren't... responding
as well as
they'll
local.
Never come back. Two of the board members live across the street from me, so
and call the building department too in your area.
The village, they approved it. So
all right, Carolyn, we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, you bet.
312-981-7200. You can text in, you can call in. But guys, that's one of the things, Mike, you had mentioned early on, is you guys understandably are reluctant to, you know, criticize one or another if you don't necessarily know. But for a homeowner, like, what kind of recourse? Rich, that was a great suggestion, because I've seen, you know, people put it even up on Facebook, because people are using the internet to either validate or make decisions or cut people out. And if people have legitimate concerns, but recourse wise, what can people do?
Well, Rich, you had the best advice ever. Just put a Google review out there, because people will go to Google to look up local roofers, local plumbers, local HVAC, local handymen, and they're going to read that and make their decisions oftentimes based on that.
The sun rises and sets on the reviews.
100%.
And in the industry, you mentioned being, you know, reluctant to necessarily criticize. In the industry, are people reluctant to get in, you know, if a job's already been worked on by somebody else, in a way to kind of get in there and own it, you know, or to get in there and fix it? Or is that something everybody's kind of readily available to do? They know that there's people out there not doing a good job and some people have to rescue them. Is that?
That's certainly part of the industry, for sure. In any industry.
Absolutely. We would go in on the tail end of somebody else that went in and just took the money and didn't do the job, you know.
312-981-7200, your calls, your texts. We'll have more of that when we come back. House Smarts Radio, 720 WGN.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
720 WGN, it is House Smarts Radio. Dane here with you in for Lou until 10. With our all-star cavalcade of experts with us as well. And 312-981-7200, you can go ahead and call in. You can text in. We got one from the 708. Shout out to Lindholm for making our life easier with a claim on both our garage and house. Superior work and great customer service. Mike, it's got to be good to hear.
Yep, I like the shout out. Thank you very much.
And then from the 847, small world, Doug Flater's great grandma drove me and my friend Jim Flater to school for several years.
Is that, that's awesome.
So these guys are not defined by home improvement, I think, right? You know, it's one of those things. They're just real people. Yeah. You know, that's what it is. So, Mike, you had mentioned during the break, and we've had a number of people texting in as far as, and I know you guys all have, whether it's senior citizen discount or veteran discounts, right? And you had an extra angle for people out there with that military background, you know, some opportunities.
So I think earlier in the show, Sandra called in, and she was asking about a roof leak on her father's house. He's 89 years old. And then a little while later, she texted in. Hopefully you're still out there, Sandra. She texted in and asked if we had a veteran discount. So I'm assuming that your 89-year-old father is a veteran, and there are programs out there for veterans, especially for veterans that have service-connected disability ratings to have home maintenance done on their homes, including in some cases ramps and shower and towel bars. Or towel, shower bars, handicap bars around toilets, and roof repairs. Rich, I'm sure you've probably worked with veterans for HVAC.
You bet.
We have, yeah.
Yep. So we've all done work for veterans, and there are programs out there for veterans to get discounted or free help with home maintenance projects.
Where would you suggest they go? Maybe like they check your the VA or
Hines VA. I'm heavily involved with the Veterans Affairs. I'm a member of a VFW in Villa Park, and I'm service officer, chaplain, and adjutant.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I stay
awesome.
Busy. I want to actually try to get a radio show in Chicago, Veterans Voice Chicago.
You should.
I've talked to Kevin about it a lot.
Well, I mean, I'll talk to him about it, too. We'll help out with that. So the guys, just a shout-out to the American Legion Post 80 over there, too. We do a ton of stuff supporting them with the, you know, the family. They do a great job on all those things. And I've sat in on some of the meetings with them where they're having different services that sometimes the veterans are not aware of. You know, they're just like you guys said, with some technology or things, advancements in the home improvement side. You know, there's, you know, whether it's different plans or programs that come through that they may not be aware of.
So veterans, the survivors of veterans have benefits that they don't even know about. There's a lot of different benefits out there that can be taught and talked about. And if anyone has any questions and they want to call in now, they can. But there are definitely programs out there to help veterans.
312-981-7200. You can call in. You can text in. A lot of this is, you know, people have a problem, something with the roof, something's leaking. We don't always talk about the, you know, kind of tapping into the opulent side of life. But early on in the program, before we went on, someone had mentioned the Toto toilet. I think it was actually Lou in one of the promos, and it had some amazing ability to flush a 2x4 or something.
An 8-foot 2x4.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Okay, so a sizable one. Now I'm familiar with the Toto. I don't know if any of the listeners are. If they are, they can call or text in. But so we went to a place and we brought the kids, and you know, it's kind of, I liken it to, you know, let's say if you grew up going to Ponderosa, right? And then you have like a really nice steak. You're like, whoa, I didn't know it could be like this. Well, from the toilet perspective, the Toto is a similar experience, right? And the kids were like, they came out, they were like, oh, the world was a different place after that. Are you guys familiar with the, I don't even know what it costs, but I assume it's for the listeners that maybe it's a toilet seat basically, right? That's
right,
what it is.
Right, the washlet. I mean, there people get excited about toilets.
If it can flush an 8-foot 2x4, I am not sitting on it.
No.
And I don't know, that could be false advertising. I think that could set the bar of expectations a little high. Maybe a smaller 2x4.
Sure,
I don't know that it even does it even have flushing properties, because it's not the toilet itself; it's just the toilet seat. But it's warm.
Well,
and
Toto
it's,
makes a toilet. Every toilet is kind of judged by the amount of grams that it can flush.
Okay.
And the, you know, what they use to test that is like a sawdust type material, which comes from a 2x4.
That's a high rating, right?
Well, they get the sawdust from cutting the 2x4. That's what they do. But no, that's what they do. So like Gerber did it for a while. Toto, Kohler, they all have these ratings, and you can see, you know, what toilet flushes better than others.
Okay.
You know? I mean, we could keep going.
I didn't think of it. Maybe I was missing some of the
literally
some of the, you know, the nuts and bolts parts of like what makes it tough, because I don't necessarily saw it as a tough thing. But so it's warm, so that's interesting.
Yep,
for those we've all gone, you know, the bath. I mean, it's just a normal thing, right? So it's warm, but then also has like a. It has sort of like a bidet feature too. I never utilized any of that, but I heard that, you know, from other family members, it was tough to get them
Are
out
you
of
sure
there.
You never used it?
I never. I didn't.
Your face doesn't.
No, I didn't. I would have. I didn't. But it was like, hey, how come it took you so long? You're like, well, there's a whole, you know, system. It runs through like a program.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gotten on a cruise ship?
No, never.
Oh boy, they got toilets. We were having fun. This is going to sound terrible, but we would roll a whole roll of toilet paper down the hallway to the toilet and flush, and that thing would just suck the whole thing
siphon
in.
Jet.
I'm guessing there was alcohol involved.
There might have been. Yeah. Either that, or I was entertaining the kids and myself.
Yeah. We're gonna ask Jim to hold on through the break. We got to take a break right now. We're gonna come back and we'll get to Jim on the calls. 312-981-7200. House Smarts Radio. Keep it here. 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16
times. 720 WGN, House Smarts Radio. It is Dane here with you. In for Lou until 10, and this hour sponsored by DuPage Credit Union, and 312-981-7200, your calls and also your texts. We've got some of each. Jim, thanks for waiting. You have been on. Thanks for being on the show. Welcome to House Smarts.
Well, thank you. Jim calling in from Batavia, and I just want to thank your guests for helping out veterans. It really means a lot to us, and we steer towards companies that help out veterans. So, again, thank you very much for your guests for helping out veterans. But I do have a question for Mike, and I'm wondering if you can give me an answer. About a year and a half ago, I had a roof put on, and I happened to notice that it looked like nails popping up underneath the shingles. And I had called over to the person that put the roof together, but he said that the warranty was over. And I'm wondering if I should do something, if I should call like Mike's company or somebody else to get an estimate and see what I could do about these nails coming up. I think after a year, you would think that they would do some kind of a warranty, but they're not corresponding with me.
Well, first, Jim, are you a vet?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your service. What branch?
Army.
Army. G.I. Joe.
Vietnam.
I was a squid. Navy. Jim, first of all, a 1.5-year-old roof, quite frankly, should still be under warranty.
Okay.
You know, Lindholm offers a 5-year warranty on new roof replacements or more, depending on what people want or buy. But as far as nails or popping up or lifting the shingles, is that the problem?
Yes, I can't tell. I'm elderly and I can't get up on a ladder. But from a distance, it looks like there's a lot of little
fish mouths,
like nails popping up underneath the shingles.
Like little fish mouths here and there?
Yes, right, exactly.
First of all, it shouldn't be happening. Secondly, it might be a ventilation issue. You might have wood that's swelling and contracting, and as it swells and contracts, it pushes the nails up, and there's no one up there to push them back down. So you might want to check your ventilation system, your attic ventilation. And
okay.
We can do that. We can assess that. But again, your roof should still have a warranty.
Okay.
So, I mean, look at your paperwork.
Should I call your company then and have somebody come out?
I have your number here. I'd love to call you.
Oh, great. That would be perfect.
Don't give it on the air, Jim. We don't want everyone calling you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for calling in. Again, thanks for your service, and we're happy to serve vets, as everyone here is.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. So, Jim, 312-981-7200. You can text in. You can call in. And on the veteran side, Mike, you were talking about it, is that a lot of times veterans don't realize how many either advantages or services or just things that are available to them to support.
There's so many veteran benefits out there that veterans don't know about or they're afraid to ask for, but they're there and they're there for you and they're there to honor the service that you provided your country. You signed on a dotted line, giving everything away. And there's a lot of pride in that. There's a lot of benefits for survivors of veterans. There's some benefits for children of veterans. There's so much out there that we would need another show.
And again, everybody has kind of mentioned too, communication is just a big part of it. Rich gives out his phone number. Everybody's got their phone number here. And that's one of the things that's a big concern, right? When you hate to hear that, and this has been echoed by a number of different callers or texters where, you know, they want to have, you know, they're paying. A lot of times they've already paid for it and the people just aren't getting back to them.
Yeah, no, that's too bad. You know, that's not a good business practice for sure.
312-981-7200. You can text in. You can call in. We're going to have some calls. We're going to get to some of those texts when we come back. Keep it here. House Smarts, 720 WGN.
WGN. Sometimes dealing with home service contractors can be frustrating, and roofers are no exception. Whether it's missed appointments, no return phone calls, sloppy workmanship, and a general sense of indifference about helping you, frustrating hardly describes the experience. Hey, it's Lisa Dent. You need to know there is a roofer who cares not only about your roof, but about you as well. That company is Victor's Home Solutions. Let me put it this way. If you designed the perfect roofer, you'd make sure the follow-up was fast and friendly. You'd make sure the communication was clear and concise, and you'd make sure the installation was smooth, efficient, and clean. Victor's does all of that and more. There's a lot of roofers in the Chicago area, but there's only one that's going to give you five-star customer service and a perfectly installed roof, and that's Victor's Home Solutions. It all starts with a free 21-point roof inspection and estimate. Call 872-320-4880 or go online to victors.com.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing?
I'm almost done filling out these home equity loan forms for the big bank. Now it says I just need to collect the hair of a bat and the toe of a frog?
You should talk to DuPage Credit Union. They have great rates and no application fees on HELOCs and fixed-rate home equity loans. I filled out the application in minutes, and their friendly team made closing a breeze.
And I won't have to collect this eye of a newt?
Are you making a potion or applying for a home equity loan?
You know, I think I will check out DuPage Credit Union.
Experience the DuPage Credit Union difference. Visit DuPageCU.com to apply for a home equity loan. That's DuPageCU.com. DuPage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 445096. By Members Choice, this financial institution is not federally insured. Members' deposits are privately insured up to $250,000 per account through American Share Insurance. DuPage Credit Union. Banking inspired.
Wednesday.
16 shots and a cover-up.
10 years since the murder of Laquan McDonald. The crime, the cover-up, and the consequences. WGN-TV investigates Wednesday at 9.
Imagine your home at the perfect temperature no matter the season. With Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning mini-split systems, you get the ultimate comfort and efficiency every time. Difficult spaces, hard-to-heat spaces, not a problem. Their units are designed to handle even the trickiest areas in your home, delivering consistent comfort where you need it most. We installed one in an area of our home that was very difficult to cool, and it completely solved the comfort issue we were having. The unit is quiet and very efficient. And with their Real Feel feature, you won't experience that harsh blast of air, just a general natural flow that feels just right. If you're struggling with a hard-to-cool or heat room in your home, maybe it's an addition or an attic, or maybe you're just tired of those loud and ugly window units, check out Mitsubishi Electric's heating and cooling mini split systems. Plus, many of the Mitsubishi electrical systems are eligible for utility rebates and tax credits. To learn more, visit getacomfyhome.com.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
A young man from a small town with a very large imagination. Lay alone in his room with his radio.
720 WGN House Smarts Radio. It is Dane here in for Lou until 10 a.m. with our cavalcade of experts. We'll run through the team photo. Rich Dykstra, HVAC expert, Carrier Hall of Fame, Matt Garrett, he is with the Ace Handyman Services for DuPage. Kim Porter, Ace Handyman Services for Shorewood. Doug Flater from Flater Plumbing and Heating. And Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Guys, welcome back. We're kind of in the home stretch here in 312-981-7200. People are texting in and calling in. We've got Rich here. Rich, welcome to House Smarts.
Thank you very much. I have a question. I live in an apartment. And the north wall is an outer wall. The cold air comes in the wintertime. I've talked to management. They said it's brick, it's drywall, and in between is plywood. So there's nothing that can be blown in or rolled in insulation. I wondered if there's something I could put on the inner wall to cut down on that breeze coming through. Is there a paint? Is there a film? Something like that.
Guys, thoughts?
That's a tough question. It's an apartment, so you're limited in what you can do, like physically, if you will, to the wall. If you weren't limited, I would imagine that you could actually have a company come in and drill holes toward the top and inject some sort of insulation between the brick and the drywall and the rafters or the joists, the wall joists. As far as doing something to insulate the wall itself, I don't know that there's a insulating paint.
Yeah, there's,
I wondered that.
That wouldn't do anything.
Some sort of sheeting that could be put over that wall.
Decorative
like
drapes. Decorative drapes with a vinyl inside lining might cut down on that.
Air.
It would look a little goofy, but if it's if it's important enough to you, that might be an option.
Is it coming through where the floor meets the wall, the baseboard? Is it coming where the wall meets the ceiling, or is it just kind of all over?
It seems like it's coming through generally. It's a baseboard heat, and they put a line of baseboard heat along that wall, but it doesn't do much good.
Well,
so I sit there, and it just comes across my back.
You might want to look into that baseboard heating and see if they put any paper behind that baseboard. So you want to put some kind of reflective paper behind that baseboard heat so that the natural airflow of that room comes along your floor, goes up through that baseboard radiator. That paper should reflect that heat back to you. If there's no paper there, there's no quarter round or anything sealing the top of that baseboard heater to that wall, you're losing all that heat in that wall. And make sure that the baseboard is clean, because a lot of times over the years, lint will build up on the top of that baseboard and the air can't flow through it.
Correct.
So you don't get the proper heat. So if you haven't vacuumed them off in the last 30 years, you might want to vacuum it.
Or sometimes they get blocked if they paint them, correct?
Yeah.
Paint them, or you know what, too? I mean, call your building maintenance guy, or you know, I don't know if you have to take care of the heat yourself in that unit, but call and make sure there's no air pockets in it. You know, make sure that water's flowing through there. If it's hot water, make sure the hot water's flowing through there the right way.
Okay, but there isn't any paint per se that would insulate the wall or sheeting that I could hang on there other than something, let's say, a drape or that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to put sheeting, I think you don't have to put insulation behind that sheeting before you did it to try and block it and stop it, right? I mean,
and if it's an older building, trying to shoot foam in, because a lot of times in Chicago anyway, they would do a brick wall, a 1x2 laid flat, and then drywall to that. So there's barely room for conduit behind it. So,
and guys, if it's an apartment, does it have to be something that you can, you know, quickly like dismantle and take, you know, without affecting, or
depends on the rules, the bylaws of that apartment building.
All right. Thanks, Rich. I hope that helps.
Thank you very much. It's helpful.
All right. And then we've got Stan. Now this is something that I had thought of too, with a lot of people getting in on the solar side of things. And you look at all the benefits that you can have there. Let's say you need a new roof. Stan, welcome to House Smarts.
Yes, that's exactly my question. I'm thinking about possibly doing solar for the savings, but it dawns on me that if I do get solar, what happens if I need a roof in 12 or 14 years?
Okay, Stan, so I'm a little well-versed.
My question is, what is the longest-term roof available?
Is it a flat roof or a pitch shingle roof?
It's a 412 pitch.
Okay, so it's a low slope, but nevertheless, there's a lot of good, solid shingle products out there that'll last you 25, 30 years. the typical solar system, the panels, I think, have a 20, maybe a 25-year, and I'm not a solar expert, but I think they have a 20 or 25-year life expectancy themselves. If, by chance, you don't need a new roof and you decide to put solar panels on, ask your solar company how much do they charge, or when in your agreement that you sign with them, what will it take for them to come and remove the panels, set them off to the side, let the roofers do their thing in 10, 12, 15 years or whatever, and then what would it cost to have them come back and put those back on? Those options do exist, and I know that.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay, well, thank you so much.
The solar panel company will also go up and look at your roof to make sure you don't need a new roof before they put their panels on.
That's if it's a reputable company.
Well, yeah, hopefully they will, because guys, wouldn't you think that maybe something, if you're going to contemplate solar, that they would build that into the installation, right? No, you know, they're not going to put it on a roof that, you know, that will need to be replaced.
No, they won't. They will not do that.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Stan.
All right, thanks, Stan. Got a question. When you talk about 25 years on the solar side, I've got something. A text came in from the 773. Great show. I have a 42-year-old boiler. How long do they usually last? That sounds pretty good. I mean, if you're going to, what do you think, Rich?
It's been maintained.
Yeah, it's been maintained. And a boiler can last you, efficiency-wise, it's probably not that good, but it lasts 50 years.
Yeah, if you maintain it. I mean, if it's a cast iron natural draft boiler, I mean, are you really going to get any better efficiency putting a new one in?
No,
it
not really.
Be in your 80% range.
It'll be prettier, maybe.
Yeah, it's just going to look nicer.
Smaller.
But, yeah, smaller. Prettier. Maybe a little smaller, yeah.
So what is the typical life expectancy? Is 42 years, do you expect that?
If it's a cast iron boiler and he's taking care of it, it'll keep going.
And we got good water here. So yeah, it's okay. not like water quality is going to damage it.
So from the 630, we've got a long-time listener, first-time texter. I've got a trim board above my garage door that it seems like birds have been pecking holes in, and now they are very large hole. If I replace it, will the birds just do the same thing to the new birds? I mean, to the new board. So I'm guessing if you discourage the birds through, I don't know, death or something, maybe they I don't know. What are your thoughts, guys?
Gosh.
I would consider replacing that board not with lumber anymore. Put the new
composite.
Already a treated material up there, and they won't like eating that as much as they like your probably 100-year-old pine that's up there. So.
When it comes to things like that, where the birds, we've got a situation where birds kind of get in there. We've had like raccoons try to get in there. Like, your guys' thoughts on that? You know, as it gets a little colder, they're looking
for something more.
Yeah, to be inside.
If a raccoon wants to get in somewhere and it's got plenty of time to do it,
it'll get there.
It's gonna.
What else do they have to do?
What do you mean, hobby wise? Yeah, they don't have a job.
That's their job. Yeah.
So. If they want to get in, they're going to get in.
We talked early in the program about just all the sort of benefits of living in the area, that we don't have poisonous snakes, or, you know, you're not getting eaten by an alligator or caught by a cougar or something like that. So is it raccoons? Is that sort of the biggest like home improvement predator? Yeah, they can be nasty.
Squirrels.
Okay.
Squirrels and raccoons, mice, chipmunks. Chipmunks will tunnel underneath your front step.
Yep.
And then he'll walk outside one day and it won't be there.
One year I took out 28 chipmunks.
How'd you take them out, Rich?
I killed them.
We talked about this before.
Yeah.
Rich with his little BB gun.
BB gun sitting in the family room. Yeah.
Oh, were you like a kid with the BB gun?
This was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, he was like a kid with it.
He was freshly retired. Looking for something to do.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys come chipmunks. Whether they're like in the walls of the house or in the roof or something, if you come upon like a raccoon or something like that, when we had a raccoon situation, there's certain, I guess it's dictated by whether your community or something, there's some ways that you can address them. Like, you're not allowed to just,
sir,
like kick them out or something, right? Sir.
You got to get a professional raccoon company to come wrangler. In and trap them, and hopefully, I'm an animal guy. I'm not too fond of Rich with his BB gun, but hopefully a company that will also release them to the wild after they trap them. But before you close up your roof or close up your siding or close up whatever it is that they got into, you got to get them out.
You got to make sure there's no babies in there, too.
And no babies. And if you don't address that, or maybe even clean your insulation or get rid of your insulation, they'll come back because they have that keen sense of smell.
They'll know that's like, that's home.
Home sweet home.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Well, it's a tough thing, right? Is that it? Is that the biggest sort of like home improvement predator is the raccoon? You said squirrels,
raccoons,
right?
Squirrels.
Mice and chipmunks.
Yeah.
Birds, but
mice especially right now.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Well, it's better than, like, you know, poisonous snakes, not the sneaky snakes and you know, the alligators and the cougars and all that kind of stuff. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more House Smarts. Keep it here, 720 WGN.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on 720 WGN.
I won't be round as
720. WGN, it is Dane here with you, in for Lou until 10 a.m., 312-981-7200 to text in or to call in and talk with our experts here today. And we've got a couple texts that came in. One of them was about the tankless water heaters. And, you know, the way that it was worded, it was like a waterless tankless water heater. But I don't think that's what they meant. They meant the tankless water heater. Now, when this first came out, it was a pretty big advancement, right? Because it saves space. You know, you could fit it almost anywhere, and it gives you almost unlimited hot water.
Always unlimited hot water.
I mean, that's the whole idea.
Right. That's the whole idea. Yeah, when they first came out, I mean, they were a little tricky when they first came out. There was a lot of things that you had to get done. Gas service size, venting was real tricky. There were short lengths that were allowed. They've come a long way over the last, I'd say, 5 years, 10 years. They make ones that are direct replacements for your 40 and 50 gallon water heater now. Vent lengths have tremendously increased. You don't need to contact the gas company. Majority of the time, you don't have to. You hook them right back up to the same gas line that fed your existing water heater. Endless hot water. The biggest misconception is people think you get hot water quicker. Delivery time to that fixture is the same.
But
once it's there, you can leave it on all day long. So you got teenage kids, buy
don't,
one.
Yeah, don't tell, yeah, because that they use. My daughter uses all the hot water. Like, that's like her goal.
You're
like
banging on the door. Like, get out, like, of the shower.
Like, get out. He's like, well, I still have like 4.5 more minutes of hot water left. Like, why would I get out? So my parents have one of those, and I don't know if. And it had been there for, it's maybe been, you know, 8 or 9 years. And it seems, and I don't know if this is typical with, you know, other models, but from a user kind of maintenance standpoint, but my stepdad was like super handy, you know, built, you know, additions and things like that. It has like a lot of valves and like levers and things. I don't know my mom can't figure it out.
Yeah, there's service valves at the bottom. You typically have one on the hot, one on the cold. There's drain valves down there too. That's so, you know, every year you want to have it serviced. You want to flush that heat exchanger out. So the pathways in where the water travels to get heated are super small. That's why it heats up so quick, right?
Right.
And there's a ton of them up there. But they make some chemical that could do it. You can use distilled white vinegar. You shut it off. You take it offline. You use those service valves that are at the bottom. There's a little pump. You can buy them. I want to say, honestly, Ace Hardware has a little pump. You can buy yourself a gallon of distilled white vinegar, pump her through for 45 minutes, and
just
flush it.
Cleans the lime out of the inside of the pipe.
Yes.
You're just descaling it is all you're doing. So you'll really start to notice when you need to have it done, when you're taking that shower and you're putting the handle more toward the hot. You know, you keep raising it to raise the temperature. You'll know that your heat exchanger is getting limed up.
From a user experience, there's obviously benefits to unlimited hot water and all that. For those people that are contemplating switching it out, what is have the costs come down as over time? And as far as just a regular water heater and one of these, what's the difference?
You're about 2 to 3 times the cost of changing a standard 50-gallon chimney vented water heater to go to a tankless. If you have a power vent water heater, which is PVC vented or sidewall vented already, chances are you're probably going to be within a couple $100 replacement cost either way.
Okay.
So
Yeah, I mean, so it seems like definitely an option. And 773 sent a thing. What are your opinions? And we can get everybody's opinion here. Mike may have an additional opinion on those. It says, those metal roofs that have an asphalt coating, they look like regular asphalt shingles, but with a metal base. So I don't think they mean the metal roof like you imagine maybe in the South, right, where it's like a tin roof kind of thing. These are, I guess, shingles made of metal.
Metal shingles with probably a painted on or glued on granular surface. Quite frankly, I don't know a whole lot about that product. We deal mostly with asphalt shingles and some composite products as well, and wood. Don't know a whole lot about the metal shingles that are out there, but I see them. I know Menards Home Depot carries a brand. I have not installed one yet.
I would just be cautious. Products that develop aren't always like that, aren't always suitable for our weather here in Chicago. So understand that before you go too far, you know, down that rabbit hole, because things work well in the Carolinas that don't work well up here. So.
Unless a hurricane comes through.
Yeah.
On the concrete side, I know my parents, when they built an addition, the shingles on the side of, it's like a shake shingle kind of look to it, just even on the walls, and it was a concrete product.
You mean like Hardie board?
I don't know what the name, but it was described to me as it's concrete. You know, it wasn't plastic or something, you know, or wood.
It was probably a Hardie siding product. That Hardie's a good option for siding installation. It's bug proof, bird proof. Insulation behind it. It lasts a good long time. It's durable. Looks nice.
Yeah, Hardie board works well in this
environment. This
climate. And they're right below us here in this building.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so we can do like a field trip maybe later. 312-981-7200. You can text in. You can call. And got a couple more texts. One of them here says, this is from the 847. My insurance company dropped me because the underwriter says my 16-year-old architectural shingle roof was warped. The photos taken do not show that. One roofing company took a look and said it's fine. I need to request a hearing to prove it's in good shape. Any suggestions?
Okay, so the insurance industry as a whole is changing. And a 16-year-old architectural roof is an unusual roof to have rejected. I'd like to have an opportunity myself to take a look at it. You know, we can provide a note, a letter, or something to your insurance company, not so much a certification, but if your roof truly is fine, and a 16-year-old roof should be, then there's no reason why the insurance company should be dropping you or threatening to. And as far as a hearing goes, you know, certainly documentation from professional roofers with good longevity and reputations should be enough.
Okay. I hope that answered the question. 312-981-7200. We've got a caller on the line. John says, you've got a question about a roof, a flat roof. John, welcome to House Smarts.
Thank you. This could not be more timely. I just looked on the radio. I've got a guy coming in today, as a matter of fact, to look at my garage flat roof. So it's a steel flat roof over the garage. It leaks in a few different places, and that's because the water pools on one side of the garage. It's, you know, it's happened forever. I've always squeegeed whenever the water pools. But long story short is it's leaking in a couple of different places into the garage. I have tried to patch and seal with Gorilla Glue. I've tried my own, you know, patchwork things, and it's never really worked. I really don't want to do a whole new roof, but I was hoping that, you know, these flat roof guys that are coming out today might have an idea of how, if you guys have more professional ways to patch and seal steel roofs that have where the seams are now leaking into the garage. It's not horrible, but again, I know what a whole tear down is going to cost for that roof, so I was just hoping to see if I can get maybe another 4 or 5 years out of something. And these guys are coming today, and I didn't know if maybe I should be asking some questions of the guys coming today, and I certainly will follow up with your guy on the radio, too.
All right. Is it a standing seam roof, or is it just an outright, downright flat soldered together copper or galvanized steel roof?
Yeah, I would say it's the latter. It's strictly a flat steel. It's flat over the roof.
Soldered together small 2x2 panels of steel or copper, correct?
It's hard. You know what? I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I don't know the roofing game. So
all right. So the bottom line is, it would need to be looked at for me to give you a correct assessment or approach. But there's a lot of different coatings out there. Mobile homes have steel roofs, and there's these Lucas coatings that can be painted or brushed on, and they will provide watertight integrity for a good 4 or 5 years.
You just said something. So I tried that Gorilla Patch and Seal, but that the sun, because it just beat down there, basically just melted it. I could do something, try again something myself, but what was the sealant that you talked about? Is that something only
Lucas
available
product.
To you guys? Or is that something
Lucas, there's coatings you can put on. Lucas, they're white, they're rubberized, they just paint or roll on, and it's much the same as you would put over a mobile home roof, and they stay watertight for a good many years. The ponding or pooling water isn't going to help that, so prep is important. Prep is you got to make sure that roof is clean and ready to have something applied to it, because whatever you apply needs to stay there for an extended period of time.
Hey John, we're late for a break, so we're going to put you on hold, and Colin's going to get you that information, but thanks so much for calling in.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more House Smarts Radio 720 WGN.
Chicago's very own WGN.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini for the Gilkey Window Company. You've heard me talk about how great these windows and doors are for over 25 years. The Gilkey family? Well, they've owned and operated the business for 45 years and are proud to build and install, in my opinion, the best windows and doors available. That's why I've installed them in our own home and in our daughter's house as well. Now, if you have friends or family who listen to WGN, chances are you know someone with Gilkey Windows. Right now, get $375 off each window and $900 off patio doors. Gilkey also offers financing with no interest for 12 months. Visit one of their spectacular showrooms in Palatine, open 7 days a week, or Chicago Ridge Monday through Saturday. To learn more or to set up a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, call Gilkey at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY, or just go to gilkey.com. You can choose fiberglass or you can choose vinyl. Just be sure you choose Gilkey.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. It's an all-star that works as hard as you do. On the field, you have to operate under any condition. No excuses. Get the job done. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. It's built to handle the big jobs. Silverado's an all-around workhorse designed with your work safety in mind. Automatic emergency braking, forward collision alert, and rear park assist are on the job with you, assisting when it matters the most. And with its advanced trailering technology and 8 available cameras, Silverado's a beast for any job, smart and strong. No wonder Cars.com named Silverado best pickup for towing. Now during truck season, get 1.9% APR financing plus no monthly payments for 90 days on a Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details.
Work hard, play harder in a new Chevy Silverado.
Veterans, you stepped up for our freedom. The pros at Access believe at a minimum you deserve the freedom to move about your home. That's why Access is giving veterans the chance to win a custom home stair lift with installation. To enter, visit liftingahero.com. The pros at Access are the award-winning problem-solving mobility experts that you can trust. They've been in the Midwest and a leader in ADA general contracting since 1990, serving all of Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin, from elevators and stairlifts to ramps, bathroom modifications, and more. Access is providing dignity and independence so you can stay in your home. Access will help you assess your needs and customize an individualized solution. From a simple bathroom grab bar installation to a whole home modification, there's no job too big or too small. And be sure to tune in to Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next at 10 with Wendy Snyder filling in for David. Amy from Access will be on the show talking about the Lifting a Hero sweepstakes and answering all your home mobility questions.
Now back to House Smarts Radio, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home
720
was
never on WGN. No House Smarts Radio, it is Dane here with you. In for Lou until 10, 312-981-7200. Still an opportunity to call in and to text in. Lou's last call is going to be coming up a little bit later on in the program. So here is one of the texts coming in from the 847. Hi, Lou and group, and that's, I guess, us today. I have a second floor toilet that will not refill the bowl after flushing, but if I barely touch the fill valve with my finger, it will refill. It's an American Standard toilet, and it's maybe about 5 years old. What should I do?
Replace the fill valve.
I thought Rich was going to sell the house. I love it.
No, chances are there's a little buildup in the little rubber diaphragm on the top. You just, shut toilet off, change that fill valve, and go from there.
All right, we've got from the 773, I'm trying to keep up with veterans' living spouse benefits. Can't hear everything because of various mom-in-law who is 97, who's hopefully in a temporary minimum assisted living, etc. How can I get more information, like to bring her home, but not sure, is there anyone who can help with mediation at home? I'm not sure if we know all of that stuff, but again, Mike, your thoughts, you're kind of tapped into the veteran options and opportunities.
Your source is the VA. They will answer all your questions. There should be some help available for your mother. Did they say that the father was the vet?
I think so. Let's see.
Survivor benefits.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, survivor benefits.
Survivor benefits. But
living spouse.
Yep, there's ways to find out. I can find out for you and get a hold of you. Please leave your number so that we can get a hold of you.
Yep.
This is what I do. I love doing it. I love helping vets. I'm a vet myself. I can't help it.
Yeah, we've got the number, Mike, so we'll definitely get you guys connected there, and we're going to put, we've got this caller right now. I don't know if he's ready with her. Let's see. Oh, nope, he is not ready with her. I had a question, as far as some of the trends. Oh, no, you've got that. We want to get these people in while we can. So this is our last call. This is Lou's last call. It's sponsored by Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. And our last call is Michael, and he has a veteran question related to showers. Michael, welcome to House Smarts.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. My question is I'm a veteran, 100% disabled. And I understand that during the show, there was I believe one of the officers from the Villa Park Post talking about what benefits are available for veterans.
That's correct.
And I have a shower that hasn't been used in very, very long time for the fact that the original tiles, the plastic tiles, are still in the shower, and the wife and I were concerned that the water would get behind those tiles and then create a bigger problem with mold and stuff like that. So I don't know if there's any veteran help, anybody that can help veterans with their bathrooms, with their showers.
There are. You would need to call the VA. If you're 100% disabled, I'm sure you know how to get a hold of them. But
yes.
They'll give you all the information you need, and there are benefits available. You know, certain qualifications need to be met. You know, if you're a quadrillionaire, they might not help you out too much, but if you need help, the VA is there for veterans, especially 100% service-related disability veterans, for sure.
Okay, so basically I should go to the VA office.
Correct.
Versus try to contact anybody at the Villa Park Post.
Well, I'm the guy that you could contact at the Villa Park Post, but I would tell you what I'm telling you now over the radio is that you need to contact the VA, and they will direct you or help you or provide you with that service.
Okay. By any chance, can I have your name?
My name is Michael Houston.
Michael Houston. Okay, yes. Michael, I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you for your help.
Thank oh, you're welcome. Your... Thank you.
Thanks for your service. Thanks for listening. And it says, one of the texters said, for spouse of vets, my mom receives $1,000 a month for health care from Vet Assist. So that we'll have links up for that as well. We've got a quick break, and we'll be coming back here. Keep it here at 720 WGN. 720 WGN House Smarts Radio, wrapping it up, and we want to get one last time our experts to be able to give their information. Rich, go ahead first.
Quick shout out to Bill Brunsma, lifetime listener from Orland Park. But if I can help you with any advice for heating and air conditioning, my number is 708-417-7391.
And Matt?
Matthew Garrett with Ace Handyman Services, DuPage. Our direct office number is 630-765-5070.